About a dozen bicyclists braved the below-freezing weather Monday afternoon to pedal along the newly marked bike lanes on Springfield's Plum Tree Road with encouragement from Mayor Dominic Sarno.
Thank you to all the bikers, you hearty souls who are going to be out here. Watch out for that wind shear.
The mayor joined city residents, bicycling advocates, and urban planners to celebrate the completion of the bike lane project.
Whether you're wise in years of wisdom or you're young, families being out here, moving up and down a beautiful Springfield, and this is a beautiful area of the city of Springfield, and you're going to see some great homes and veterans golf course and other activities.
The bike lanes were finished this fall when the Springfield Department of Public Works repaved Plum Tree Road, a 1.4-mile-long tree-lined street through the residential 16 acres neighborhood. Jimmy Pereira, a coordinator with the statewide bicycling advocacy organization Mass Bike, said opening the bike lane is a big step toward making Springfield a better place to bike.
It encourages safety, encourages people to bicycle more, and it shows that we're looking forward to the future and allowing everyone a happy, safe travel.
Springfield resident Liz Stevens said the bike lanes demonstrate that bicycles are valued as a means of transportation in the city.
I'm very excited about this effort to begin making cycling more evident and safer for people here in the city.
Jim Scheffler commutes by bicycle between his home in the city's Forest Park neighborhood and downtown. He said the city's streets are not a good place for novice bikers.
It takes a certain amount of confidence to do, a certain amount of experience to do. There are some streets where the traffic is kind of bad, and bike lanes and bike infrastructure could definitely make it better.
The opening of the new bike lanes occurs at the same time that a bicycle and pedestrian plan for Springfield is being developed, according to Josiah Niederbach, a land use and environmental planner with the Pioneer Valley Planning Commission.
The long-term plan would be to include other bike lanes, definitely.
The plan to make Springfield more bicycle and pedestrian friendly is part of a larger initiative to promote healthy eating and active living that is being funded by a $2 million grant from the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. There is a link to an online survey for people to provide suggestions on bicycling and walking in Springfield at wamc.org. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.